Hey everyone, it is the last show of 2021. Welcome back to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. I'm Casey with Big Mike. We got Big Ed joining us shortly. We got Sweet Melissa with us. Welcome to WBCS. Big Mike, take it away.
What's happening, everybody? It's Big Mike. We're on a Friday night.
Friday
last,
night.
Last again. Friday again, again, as always. Mm-hmm. Last Friday night of the year.
Yes.
New Year. New Year's Eve. So, like, Happy New Year's to everybody.
Happy New Year.
That's kind of like Frosty the Snowman saying, Happy Birthday.
Exact.
Perfect.
Correct.
Excellent. So, we got a great show for you. We've got college football going bananas the last week. Yep. We have Big Ed. We got Beastie Boys tonight.
Yes, that's going to be a good one.
I'm excited about that. Absolutely.
You know why? Because we're going to kick it root down.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. See,
hi, Big Ed.
Big Ed bringing the big game already for the last
What's
show
up?
Of the year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, if I knew it was that kind of party, I'd put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
But let me get a scoop of mashed potatoes before you do that. And we have
it's that kind of party.
Oh, boy. An epic, epic Florida Man segment tonight.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we got Jimmy. That's going to be Jimmy.
Jimmy Mike's going to.
So
lead
if
that
we're
in.
Not happy with it, it's Jimmy's fault.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Mike's fault at that point.
So which I'm fine with laying blame.
Hey, why not?
Look, I laid a great blueprint. Florida Man or shithead. It's a simple concept. He's got this. He'll nail it.
He'll hit it
out of the park.
Well, yeah. Speaking of hitting it out of the park, why don't we just get started?
Yes. 2021. See ya. Don't want to be ya.
2021 is like a really beat up old man right now.
Yeah.
He's got a black eye. Got kicked in the nuts a few times. Too many.
I didn't have a problem with it.
No?
Or last year.
2021 is a real shitty 2020. I mean, if you thought 2020 was bad, 2021 made it look like.
21 wasn't that bad.
I'm more excited for 2022 Electric Boogaloo.
Ooh. Electric Boogaloo, huh?
Yes.
Wow. How long did it take you to come up with that one?
A long time.
It's pretty awesome, though. I like it.
You could sing Electric Blue and change the words.
What? No.
I go silent.
No.
Uh-oh. No.
Billy likes chocolate.
Billy likes chocolate milk. Sweet Melissa doesn't have headphones.
Yeah, can I plug it in there?
No, because that's not what that is.
We're discussing technicalities.
I don't know if that will interfere with what we got going on.
And we have enough. We have enough technical problems.
You can try.
Shouldn't she be crocheting a blanket or something? Isn't that what she does?
She's. What are you crocheting, Sweet Melissa?
A floor pillow, maybe.
A floor pillow, Big Ed. Floor pillow.
Floor pillow that'll turn into like a curtain and into like a bathroom.
It could be, you know. Maybe it's a multi-function.
Yeah. Hey, I made a blanket.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
So I was away this past week.
Yes, you were away. You were in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the volunteer state.
Yes.
I didn't volunteer for anything while I was there. I kind of bucked the system.
Yeah, I don't get some of these state slogans like Missouri, the show me state. Like,
what do they show?
Yeah, show me.
Do they show genitalia?
Yeah. Hey, show me that big fucking arch. And which is a letdown because that's the first thing you see in the state, and that's 500 miles of fucking bullshit. Just flat land. Soybean.
And soybeans make soy sauce, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but, you know, you've seen one soybean, then
you've seen them all.
And you've seen 25 states. It's the reason why we call it flyover country.
Speaking, you know, soybeans are one of the
food groups.
Well, it's a food group. It's not a food group. However, Tennessee, they grow soybeans too. In the community my sister lives in, she lives in a bedroom community, a suburb of Memphis, and And her community is a farming community, or was a farming community, and they grow soybeans. Is one of the crops. I think they were in the ground when we went by. I don't know.
You okay, Big Ed?
Big Ed?
Are you there? Sweet Melissa plugged something in, and I think we just blew the whole thing up.
Really?
No. Oh, hold on. I don't know if he's there or he's not there.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, excellent.
Did you hear us the whole time?
Yeah, I heard Melissa say, Big Ed, are you there?
Oh, okay. I just didn't hear a response, so I don't know if we
it caused any.
No, I'm. I had the mic muted, and I'm through it.
Ghostbusters said you just can't cross the stream, so that's trying not what I'm, you know, not trying to do right now.
No stream crossing.
Right. So how was Tennessee anyway?
Tennessee was good. Yes. Weather let me down. I was really disappointed with the weather.
Warm.
So we arrived last Wednesday. And it was a little chilly. It was in the 50s when we got to Memphis International Airport. So I was like, all right, I'm good with this. Feels good. Thursday got up to go drive to Nashville, my dad and I. And overnight it was freezing. So it's the first time in a long time I've had to scrape ice off the windshield of a car.
Oh, there you go. That's always reminds you why Florida.
And I'm like, wow, ice. This is really icy, cold. So it was, we were in the 30s in the morning, but it warmed up to the, it was 59, 60 degrees. So not bad. The rest of the trip, 70 degrees. I'm like, I could have stayed home for
this.
Really? Yeah. Really, the weather was a disappointment. Other than that, not a disappointment. A good time.
Was your sister's hospitality a disappointment?
No. It was fantastic. No. I got to meet her dog. Her new dog.
Oh, she got a new dog.
That's yeah. Nice. His name is Loki.
Oh, yep.
He's a mix. So I don't know if it's half, three quarters, a third, who knows with dogs. He's part Catahoula Leopard, which is a Louisiana hunting dog.
He's a half breed. That's all I ever heard.
Boxer.
Golly, that dog's got a lot of energy.
He does.
Yeah.
I played with him in the yard. He's really fast. I thought he was part greyhound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, any of those type of bloodhounds, you gotta run them.
And yeah, he's a good dog. I got to meet him, so he's a new family member I got to meet. And he's really sweet. 3 year old, so yeah, he's a pup. And
okay.
He's still a puppy. So it was good. So that was cool. My sister had plenty of not warm beer, but cold beer for me. And it was good. It was a good time. Good Christmas. How was Christmas? How was Christmas for you guys?
Yeah, not too bad.
It was quieter, but it was good.
Yeah, I got to see family and, you know, we went up out of town, up to Orlando and out to Melbourne. And then we were back the next day. So that was kind of nice having enough time for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was
unusual to have 2 days off in a row, though. So,
was that a great feeling?
Yeah, it was good because usually the holidays tend to be more of an inconvenience because I'm trying to, you know, see people and you just time's not on your side.
No,
because you got to go back right to work the next day.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, family, everybody wants you. They want your attention.
Yep.
Which is okay. It's great. It's great to be wanted. But you can't see everybody.
High demand. And high demand.
Yeah.
But we did pretty good this year. We saw lots of people.
That's good.
I'm in high demand, yet I'm low market supply. Hi, welcome back to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. This is our economic forum. So what we're going to do is discuss guns and butter and the correlation of that in Economics 101.
Perfect.
All right.
So open your textbooks to page 103.
Yes. So, yes.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. So something exciting I just noticed. So Big Ed would probably be interested into this.
Okay.
Something finally has moved into Ho-Ho's location.
Oh, in Carrollwood.
Yes.
What moved in?
That's considered Carrollwood.
That
still,
is
right?
Carrollwood. Yeah.
Yeah. That's on. Yeah, that's Carrollwood.
Ehrlich. Right. It's Ehrlich.
Yeah.
On the other. Ehrlich and Hutchinson.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're going, you know, pulling back the cloth, if you will, the tablecloth or whatever. Going to see the wizard. So we're talking about Tampa. So just join.
Just bear with us. Bear with non-Tampa folks.
Winners.
Winners.
Yes.
All right.
Wait,
a sports
that's
bar.
Where Ho-Ho's
yes.
Was?
Yes.
Now that the thing is that restaurant, that building, that I'm going to call it a venue. It's not a venue, but that location stayed empty for a long, long, long
years.
Years.
Yes.
Casey, I'm going to say 20 years.
No, it hasn't been empty that long.
No?
No. But I would say probably close to 10.
Okay. There you go. I thought it was longer than that. So 10, still 10 years. Whoever owns that.
Oh, they probably own that plaza. That plaza is probably paid for itself for 10 times over.
I'm sure it has, but you got no renters in there for 10 years. That kind of stuff.
See, that's a prime example. Florida band or shithead.
Pulled it off without anyone seeing it. Like, all of a sudden.
That guy is a shithead.
Like, how the hell did they pull this off? So I'm excited. Winners was good.
Ah, that's very good.
Sweet Melissa's not familiar with it.
Winners. Did they have a ETA when they were going to
You know what? I don't know, but the lights were on, so I don't know if they were setting up for a soft opening or what was going on, but I just saw that.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, getting back to
I think that will do pretty
damn good.
Getting
back to the economics of it, though.
Because there really isn't anything around there. You used to have CDBs. You used to have.
All right. Hold on. We got a little technical difficulty here.
Oh, whoopsies. I'm the only one that heard.
Okay, Big Ed.
Big Ed.
Yeah, you got me?
Yeah. All right.
See,
Melissa keeps plugging in this earpiece into the laptop, and for whatever reason.
We lose you.
We lose you, so sorry about that. I figured you were mentioning something.
Well, I thought you guys would blow me off. I'm like, when you said that it's been open for 10 years, I said, that landlord, Florida man or shithead?
No.
He could add Ho-Ho's for 10 years at whatever rate he was paying. Instead, he let it sit empty. Like, and that guy, he's a shithead. See, that's an example. Florida man or shithead? No, shithead.
So I don't know if that means the other winners moved or...
Cause if it's a new or if it's another location.
Yeah. Because it's far enough away, but not that far. Because it's just on Lynn Austin. Right? Lynn Austin is the original Hooters model.
Yeah, she was pretty foxy. I don't know if she's foxy anymore, but she was.
I bet she still looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to have to Google her later tonight.
Yes.
You guys can wait till later. I'll wind up.
Yeah.
You're going to do it right now.
Hey, yeah. So you can ask your Alexa. Now, I'm not going to ask Alexa, and I'll tell you why. So there was a Alexa that was giving advice to a child as I pull up the story. And you can ask Alexa for a challenge.
Oh.
You know, people love challenges.
Sure.
It's like the new viral thing.
Yeah, go to TikTok.
And they asked Alexa, you know, is there a challenge for me? And Alexa said, here's something I found on the web. According to ourcommunitynow.com, the challenge is simple. Plug in a phone charger about halfway into a wall outlet, then touch a panty to the exposed prongs.
Yeah!
For real?
Yes.
What?
And what happened next?
Well, they have one less child. No, the child obviously did not do it. Thank you.
Wow. Good kid. Smart kid.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
How did that happen, though? That's weird that Alexa would suggest that, but there's something in the algorithm, but I think that's kind of...
Do you mind if I see if Siri can do something like that?
Sure, ask Siri for...
Siri, give me a challenge.
We're waiting on Siri.
She seems to be sleeping.
Siri didn't seem to...
Siri doesn't give a shit.
Give me a challenge.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
Oh.
Smarter.
Yeah.
Siri said it may beyond my abilities, huh? That maybe Siri read this article.
Yeah, she's like,
and said, you know what? I'm not going down that road.
Yeah. See, Siri's going to avoid anything that's going to end up in the end requiring an apology, a Me Too movement, jail. Any of these things.
Well, I guess she can't go to jail, but
she could go to Facebook jail, though. And let me tell you,
what's Facebook jail like?
Well,
very quiet.
Once you go to Facebook jail, you just can't shake that stigma. It's like, you know, the recidivism of someone who goes into Facebook jail. It's like you see people, they get these rap sheets and they just can't get their lives cleaned up. They just go in and out. It's like they put like those doors that rotate in and out, and people just running through these revolving doors in and out of Facebook jail.
Let me ask you this.
We need someone that's going to be tough on these loose laws that let just people run free. We're not safe. Facebook jails need to be more secured. Once someone's in there, the whole point of a jail is to hold someone in there. The Facebook jail needs to be more secure. May suggest maybe towers with guys with mounted, you know,
rifles.
Yeah, scopes. I don't know.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think employers check to see if you've been in Facebook jail?
I don't think that that's public.
Now it's
I'm sure they could Google search dumb shit that people do.
Well, let me ask you a question, because this is coming from somebody, believe it or not, who is not on Facebook.
You're like, hey, this guy is a Florida man.
Is Facebook jail like a real thing? Like, if you do something like Facebook doesn't like, they put you in jail? Like, at Facebook, you can't do something?
They'll block you for like 30 days.
That's probably only a couple years away, Mike.
That Facebook jail's about as real as their fact checkers.
Yeah.
I have a Facebook
which
lawyer.
Which means not a Facebook lawyer, really. Yes. Which means not at all. Not at all.
But yeah. Down the road, I'm sure they'd be happy to.
And my Facebook lawyer just immediately files an injunction. And I stay out of jail.
Yeah.
And that all you got to do is like it. Put a like on it. And you're good.
The old thumbs a Rooney.
I do the little thing, hugging a heart.
Yeah, that's fake.
No, what I like to think is that guy is hugging his heart because he's got congestive heart failure and he's having a hard time clinging to life. That's why he's holding on to his heart. He's like, my heart hurts.
That's terrible.
When Facebook put it on there. I didn't.
They should
put themselves in jail.
They should, because you know what? Congestive heart failure is not something to laugh about.
That's right. And you shouldn't laugh if you have congestive heart failure because
you might die.
You might die.
Oh,
just
so don't laugh.
Yeah, just meditate.
If you're listening to our show and you have congestive heart failure,
if you listen to the show, you're not going to laugh, so you're going to be safe. So
you think so?
We're the number one podcast for people with congestive heart failure.
There you go.
And other, like respiratory disorders,
or cardiac.
Everything that falls under COPD, that's like a blanket for, like, you know, wheezing and stuff like that.
So Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats is a safe show for them to listen to?
All right. It is. It's safe.
I don't know if that's good or not. I don't know if I feel good about that.
It's also safe with people with onset dementia because you forget about the how dumb bad it was? Shit. Yes.
Well, you know.
So, you know.
Laughing.
They're kind of like Frosty the Snowman, you know? Happy birthday.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
That's right.
Just put that
on. And I mean no disrespect, please. But if it's
to Frosty the Snowman?
To Frosty? I don't think he's offended.
I don't think he is.
Either. No, to the dementia people.
Oh, gotcha. Because that's not – I hate dementia. That and cancer
stuff. Happy birthday.
Well, it's like the David Tell joke where he's like, he makes fun of the Amish because they'll never know. It's, you know, onset dementia is kind of the same way because they're not going to remember to be mad.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Nah.
Unless you're Eric.
Yeah. Right.
That's a thinker.
That's a thinker.
I always said my head.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, Jimmy Mike.
Good call.
Welcome, hey, Jimmy Mike. What's happy up? New
happy
Year.
Happy New Year.
Officer well, Jimmy, how are you?
Year. Happy old year right now.
Yeah, sorry. It's old year. Almost yeah. New Year.
So what's going on in the world of cheap beer and the warm seats? Warm beer and cheap.
No, close enough.
Well, we got a little college football streaming. Looks like good. That Georgia is
taking an early lead.
Taking an early lead, 17-0 to Michigan.
Whoa,
so
whoa, whoa, whoa.
If they're betting people, they're probably shit in their pants right now because that's probably way past the spread.
Don't worry. It's going to get fixed. It'll be fixed sooner than you think.
Now, all I care about college football, and I hope most of America feels this way. No, the Irish are included in the playoffs, sweet Melissa. But always in our heart, yes, they play. But
Bama,
go
Bama
Bearcats.
Is.
Nope, you got to root for the Bearcats.
Because then ooh. Maybe we'll find out what a Bearcat is.
Bearcat's kind of a cool mascot. So how do you not root for a cool mascot?
Yeah, they're not an SEC.
It looks
team,
like a bear and yeah. Cat-like features.
Yeah.
Right.
It probably naps a lot.
Meow.
Yeah, yeah, it probably has a scary meow.
Meow.
I wonder what it sounds like when it farts.
I don't know. Maybe we can get a bear cat on the show.
Yeah,
I think a fart is a universal sound.
It is a universal sound. Just
whether a dog farts or an elephant farts more like whoomp. But, you know, it still has the same thing.
Let me ask you a question. Have you heard an elephant fart?
Of course. I was at the zoo.
Did you really? Wow, that's pretty neat.
Hey, I remember going to the circus as a little kid, and the elephant was shitting while it was performing. And I was telling my dad, like, and my dad goes, how do you think the poor bastard feels? He's got to scoop out in the middle of the show. You know, the guy comes out with the shovel to clean the ring while they're performing.
See, I'm just thinking how much of a professional the elephant is. He just
keeps going.
You know, you got these other jamokes that are like, oh, I need a mental health day. Fucking elephant shitting in front of people.
Keeps on going.
Has no anxiety.
Elephant in its brain is just thinking, there's no business like show business. Oh, no. Well, you get the idea.
Well, he's trying to divert the attention away from his asshole to his trunk. He starts doing something really – he's trying to really trick out the trunk movement, you know, so no one's watching this big bowling ball come out of his ass.
That's so – why? Several. Why is elephant shitting so funny? It's funny.
Well, it's a big mess.
It's all funny until you step in it.
That's right. I'm glad that I have nothing to do
with it. Look, if you step in elephant shit, you deserve to because there's no way you can miss it. It's not like dog shit in tall grass, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's good luck to step in
elephant shit. No. Is that an elephant farting?
It's a bear cat.
Oh.
Actually, it sounded almost like what Big Mike described.
Hey.
Right?
Wow.
That's a bear cat.
That's a bear cat. Wow.
That really sounded like Mike.
I would have pet one of those, dude.
I don't want to stay far away from all of those.
Yeah, I think if it makes that sound, it's not ready to be engaged.
I don't care. I'm going to engage it.
It's actually a mongoose.
What? A mongoose? That's even cooler.
Oh, Ricky,
that's Ricky Tikki Tavi, dude.
Yeah.
He killed Khan. The cobra, dude. Yeah.
You're badass.
Its other name is Abinturon.
Abinturon? I just call him Ricky Tikki Tavi.
That's right.
What the hell is that?
Soundboard.
That is not a bear cat.
That sounded like
You got to describe. Now you got to guess which animal farted like that. Yeah. Like obviously the bald eagle.
What if we had a segment on the show? What animal farted? I think that'd be a great segment.
I think we could work that.
We could call it Bear Cat or Fart.
Yeah.
That's the Taco Bell.
That's a bear cat.
That's the one you're trying to sneak out in chemistry, and all of a sudden, like, you know, it's real quiet. Everyone's taking the quiz.
You're like, I shouldn't ate that Cholito.
I should have stuck to one, not two Cholitos. Yeah. Oh, I was really hungry.
Oh. You're like, actually, that's a duck.
It's cool. Funny you say that. So when my old
That's a North American mallard.
All right, listen. It's funny you say that. When my old man and I are out hanging out, and he's walking around, and he rips a fart like that. That's exactly what he says. He goes, "Hey, did you hear them ducks?" I'm like, "Yeah, they follow us everywhere."
That's just showing off right there. It's like you give it a little push at the end, like, "Yeah, this one's dry." Little hesitant in the beginning. Then you're like, oh, yeah, I've got this.
Hey, if it's got a little squishy splash at the end, yeah. You know, you ate well last night.
Yeah.
Started dry, finished wet.
Mm.
Mm.
Whoa. That sounds like a deodorant commercial.
I told my nephews as a kid, I said, never trust a fart in your 30s or a woman. And they're like, what do you mean, Uncle Jimmy? I said, you'll figure it out.
Or – Wait. You could be in your 20s and have the same problem if you eat Korean food as an American.
Sounds like experience.
Is that disgusting?
I already told that story when I shit my
pants.
I
said, "Well, that's reality."
Right? Didn't I tell? I told that story, right?
I don't know if you'd like to tell a shit in your pants story. I mean, it is.
I know.
I've done it. I've done enough.
One time for me, one time shit in my pants for me as an adult.
That's great.
Just putting that out there. Hey, we're amongst friends.
Hey, so my shit in my pants story was.
I thought it was a fart.
My shit in my pants was almost a year ago. Almost a year ago.
Listen, Big Mike actually put that on his LinkedIn as a bullet point.
I did.
And then
a bullshit point.
Yeah.
No, it's more like.
And then it says. Again, on the next line, just once.
Just once. And I really laughed. It made me laugh. I'm serious.
That's experience. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
what happens when the air shit separator fails.
It failed that day.
Did you guys hear about that Florida man?
Buddy.
Oh, man.
Hey, which Florida man? Because we had two links. And we had the top, I think it was the top five Florida men of the year.
Well, this is the one I remember. A guy came into a Waffle House with his finger as a gun, and he tried to rob the place.
I saw that. That's pretty, that's creative, like, that's but really fucking, sad.
That is just super sad. Like, did he have it in his jacket? Was he pointing it in the jacket? But was it his actual finger outside?
Jimmy Mike, the way
no,
it read.
No. He comes in, like, with his hoodie. And he has it in the pocket, you know?
Oh, in the pocket.
No, I don't think it was you in make the pocket. I think he just straight up just the guns finger was blazing. Exposed. Yeah. And then he ended up taking napkins. What the hell's that?
I don't know. I don't get it. But hey, police, is that guy a shithead?
Shithead. I call him a shithead. Not a Florida man.
Or what's the other one?
Florida man or shithead?
All right, on this guy.
All right, I already said it.
Shithead.
Oh my gosh. Guy's killing me.
Well, why don't we run down these guys?
Yeah. Well, go story by story. I say he's shithead.
Shithead.
This guy's shithead.
Total shithead.
Next
he's
one.
Like, he's like the kid with the M16.
Next story. Shithead. This guy owns.
That's all you have to think of. And then you're like, okay, is he like the kid with the M16?
This next Florida man, I believe, owns a fitness center, and he was tired of all the people driving by and the patrons going through the potholes in this area or something. So instead of asking, or maybe he's asked multiple times for the municipality to fix it, I think it's outside of Tampa.
He did. He asked multiple times. I actually read this article just the other week or last week, and I meant to send this to you guys, and Jimmy Mike beat me to the punch. He requested for the municipality to fix it. But the municipality told him it is the responsibility of the businesses to repair the street. So he was putting concrete into the potholes.
That's total wrong.
And he got tired
of
it. So what did he do, Jimmy Mike?
He put a banana tree in the pothole. I thought that was classic.
I call that a Florida man right there.
That's Florida man. Yeah, that's Florida man.
That's real man of genius.
Yes. Yes. So he could be a Bud Light drinker, right? Real American genius.
Yep.
He's definitely a Florida man. And on the other thing,
here's to you, Florida man. Planted the aquifer is right there.
That plant's going to be always refreshed because the water table's right there.
Oh, and it's going to be the best bananas in the fucking area. Absolutely. Yeah. And then you walk in, you peel it off there way before you go into the gym.
How awesome. After the gym, you know.
Or after the gym. The potassium.
You got to reload that potassium. Exactly.
Yeah.
I love bananas.
You throw the banana peel into the crosswalk and it turns into like a Bugs Bunny episode, you know, or Fred Flintstone, you know, like. They make that bongo sound when they're like your feet are sliding back and forth real fast.
Now this Florida man needs to talk to the other Florida man.
That's it, right there.
This Florida man needs to talk to the other Florida man. Take one of those bananas off that tree, put it in his pocket, and rob the Waffle House. Not a finger gun.
Yes. Yeah. And then when you're done, you eat the banana, get rid of the evidence. What? I'm not a fucking gun. What are you talking about?
That, instead of a shithead, he could be a Florida man.
Nah, he's a shithead. He could have been a Florida man, but he chose shit.
Let's hope
he's going to get a bronze statue. Shithead.
2022.
Yeah, maybe he'll do something else and become a Florida man. Maybe he'll take an alligator and try to throw it on the roof of a sports bar.
That was the other Florida man.
Wait, which one? Oh, the alligator with the garbage can? That's crazy, man.
No. The guy.
No, that's a Florida man. That's a Florida man, that guy. No, this guy. Yeah, go ahead, Big Mike.
So this guy went to a miniature golf course and apprehended one of the alligators. He was walking down the street with one of the alligators, that alligator that he apprehended. And then he was like physically abusing it and attempted to throw it on the roof of a house.
Right.
Oh, I remember that one. That was the beginning of the year-ish.
Yeah. So, yeah, we actually talked about that.
Yeah, that's a tough one because it's an alligator, so that's pure Florida.
Correct.
And that's something, you know, I don't know. I think that's a borderline shithead, but I would lean towards Florida, man.
I'm going to go shithead.
Yeah, I'm on the all right. I could see that.
And this was it. Okay, so this was Daytona Beach Shores.
This yeah, so now the home of Florida Man. I mean, the shithead Daytona.
It's Florida Man Central.
I love
Daytona, but there's a lot of Florida Man.
Yes, the locals there are a strange type.
They are. It was Congo River Golf in Daytona Beach Shores. William Hodge, 32, was seen walking along the road with the animal. Witnesses said they saw him swing it by the tail, pretty badass, and try to toss it on the roof of a building before beating and stomping the alligator. Don't like that part.
Shithead.
Yeah. Police said he told them he was tossing the alligator around to teach it a lesson. This is a shithead.
What did he do wrong?
Nothing. He was just being an alligator.
The alligator's brain is like the size of a grape. He's not going to learn anything.
No, it's bigger than this guy's.
Yeah.
William Hodge is a shithead.
Okay. Shithead. The abuse of the animal takes it from Florida man to the next level.
Correct.
Shithead. Gotcha. I stand corrected.
That's okay.
Now I know the facts. The fact is, this man is a shithead.
and knowing is half
just like Drill Sergeant. See this guy? He is a shithead.
We have ruled shithead.
Shithead. Your head is a shit.
Oh, look, that's shithead.
What's the next story there, Jimmy Mike?
Wake up, Jimmy Mike.
Jimmy Mike.
The last two stories. I'm going to need a little help on this one.
Okay. Let me lead with a story here. Okay, we got
guys, you hear me?
Dr. Love. What's that?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Here's the one I liked. Dr. Love, Florida man who faked being teen doctor, is arrested again. This is like he's trying to be Doogie Howser, dude. This is Florida man being Doogie Howser. And this was January 1st of last year, or this year, I should say. The beginning of this year.
Wait, was he like a fan of Kiss?
It was,
yeah, because calling Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. It's a good Kiss song.
Right.
So, a Florida man who made headlines after impersonating a doctor as a teenager and stealing from a patient landed behind bars again. How do you say this guy's name?
Oh, Malachi.
Malachi. Thank you. It's a biblical name.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Malachi Love Robinson, known as Dr. Love, was arrested for fraud and grand theft. According to a news station, Love Robinson, had been working for a shipping broker and is accused of defrauding clients of $10,000. There's a picture of Dr. Love right there. Dr. Love.
The crime is that those people are dumb and gave him $10,000 to figure their life out.
So do we rule this Florida man or shithead? I call it Florida man.
Florida man.
You said it was a teenager?
Teenager, yeah. He's Doogie Howser, dude.
That's a big teenager.
He's a two-time Florida man. He's a panhandle.
Yes, he is.
Well, that is true. You might have swung me back to Florida man because I was going to say shithead, but panhandling is part of Florida man.
And so, Florida's the panhandle state.
It is the panhandle. Well, Texas.
It has a panhandle.
Well, as does Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, not only are we shaped like a panhandle.
Exactly. That was the whole
thing. But we're an action and a noun. Wow. So Florida man.
Florida man. Okay, so is it unanimous Florida man?
Florida man.
Florida man. Okay.
There's you, Florida man.
Next story. Who's got the next story?
Mr. Fake Doctor Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which one? This one right here?
Yeah.
Okay, this was the look at the mugshot.
Yeah. Well, we can't.
We can't. If this was
he looks like he just saw a double fucking.
Looks
rainbow.
Like he got just kicked in the nuts, or somebody stuck something in his butthole.
Yeah,
without him knowing it. Anyhow, fans, go to WFLA.com, which is our local NBC station.
Yep.
So this one is. Florida man wielding sword sets fire in roadway, floods booking office after arrest.
What?
Hey, this guy, he's going.
Oh, wait.
He's going.
Sorry, first off, right when I saw which county, and I'm like, of course.
It's Brevard County.
Yeah, that's the only place where this happens.
So authorities in Brevard County, let me read the story to you, and then we can rule on this fool. Authorities in Brevard County said they arrived to a fire in Titusville in a Titusville road and found a man holding a sword and drinking alcohol in October.
I'm sure there were not drugs involved.
Nah, probably drugs and alcohol.
Right.
Police said the fire was in front of Scott Taylor's home, and when they arrived, he was holding a sword and had a knife in his waistband. They also said he began chugging a half-gallon-sized Captain Morgan spice rum bottle when they arrived. Taylor couldn't provide an answer as to why he started the fire in the road, police said. So, is this Florida man or a shithead?
Shithead.
Yeah.
I say classic Florida man.
I'm going to go Florida man.
Especially to chug a bottle of Captain Morgan's in front of the cop when he's – because guy knows he's going to jail. He's like, I got to get a drink.
Yeah, he's classic crazy from the heat Florida man. That's it.
In Titusville. The Space Coast, baby.
Oh, you mean Hepatitisville.
Hideout.
And if everybody looks at the face, that's that's Florida man.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
So.
Yeah, that's a good one. So definitely
Florida man. Then we had the man with the alligator in the garbage can.
Yep, we've discussed that.
We discussed him. Yeah, he's definitely Florida man. He's like Florida man, like the good Florida man. If there's a like old Taylor is bad Florida man.
He's like a MacGyver.
Eugene
had an obstacle and he's like, all I got is a trash can, and he solved it. Exactly. He's like, I got a piece of gum and floss, and I got to get this alligator off my yard.
So, good Florida man is Eugene Bosey. So, taking, you know, he used his resources.
Do you think he had like a good like catchphrase? He's like, I'm just taking out the trash, you know, as that alligator got in the trash.
No, I think he was too busy trying not to shit his pants to come up with a catchphrase at that point. All but right. I think afterwards, if he were to narrate his video, I think he would have a catchphrase.
You got it. Yeah.
So, are we missing any of them? Well, we got.
Oh, wait. What's this one?
Maybe. Man sprays bear repellent inside Florida Bath and Body Works. Dozens injured, police say.
What?
All right.
Shall I read the story?
Please read the story because I have a lot of questions on that.
Okay, so this was July 17th when this Florida man incident was reported. At least 35 people were injured at Miami International Mall in July when a suspect sprayed a bear repellent inside a Bath and Body Works before stealing two bags of candles. Maybe he was with that broad we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah.
He started this next paragraph. We started coughing, actually, where we were. And it wasn't even that close, one of the victims said.
Well, it was probably COVID.
We were all.
Yeah, but it's bear repellent. It repels bears, not humans. So I don't see what
the problem is. Well, I guess it's got some nasty shit in it. We were all of the way across. We felt it. Oh, well, that's not great English. But anyway, we could smell it. We could breathe it. Wow. A manager at the Bath & Body Works was among those injured in the attack. She was taken to a hospital in serious condition.
Wow.
How much bear spray did this lady inhale? Or a man. Could be a man.
Is it, well, first off,
what's in bear spray?
Probably got deep.
I don't know, but is that a problem in Miami where you're like, I gotta carry bear spray?
I think the guy was just really being creative to rob some candles. He's like, what can I use that's not a weapon that'll kill somebody but will disable them? Maybe that's his thought process, because this is really premeditated big time. It's not like you have bear spray in your pocket,
right? Nope, you sure don't.
So I'm going to start this. I'm going to call this. This is Florida Man. This is Florida Man being, again, resourceful. Florida Man.
Yeah, but he could have hurt people.
He could have. But Florida Man, not saying, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying Florida Man being resourceful.
That's important than not condoning.
Mm-hmm. Bear spray, I don't even know what the hell's in it. And if it's going to repel bears, and bears are big and mean.
It has
and burly.
Capsaicin noise in it.
That's like the same kind of stuff that's
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a lot of different variety of bear repellents. Like, I'm sure there's one that's like a sound that goes, there's no honey in here. And then Winnie the Pooh runs away. Like, oh.
Or it could be Yogi. Hey, boo-woo.
Yeah. No, no picnic.
The picnic basket's over here. Not over there.
Capsaicin. What is that?
That's like capsaicins.
Yeah, isn't
that capsaicin.
Like, is that like pepper spray?
Oh, he pepper sprayed people.
Pepper sprayed people. And I guess it's more powerful for a bear than a human being. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, they're very, I'm sure, their sense of smell is very heightened and sensitive. So I'm sure.
They're a bear.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not fun for them.
No.
Yeah, you know what? I'm on the fence, but I'm going to lean towards shithead on this one.
Okay. You got one Florida man, one
other
shithead.
Because other people got hurt, so I'm just going to go.
Good point,
shithead. But it does reek of a Florida man thing.
I feel like sometimes you could be a Florida man shithead.
Look, I think we get a bad rap. I'm sure if I hung out in say New Hampshire or Vermont, I can find these stories. We just, for whatever reason, it's funnier that. These things are always published in Florida.
Very true. Jimmy Mike, Big Ed, what's your call on this? Is he
Jimmy Mike dropped.
Oh, Jimmy Mike dropped.
Jimmy Mike got called away from superfan Carole King to eat dinner.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, you know, that's important. Dinner's important.
Yeah, yeah. She's not taking no for an answer.
Big Ed, what do you got? Is this Florida man or shithead?
He's a Florida man. There, you know, Florida man and shithead are very similar, but shithead is, I guess, an extreme Florida man.
Yeah, Florida Man stepping over the edge. Florida Man taking it just a bit too far.
It's bear repellent, for Christ's sake. I'm not condoning it either.
See, again, folks, it's important.
Do not condone this.
I don't rob from the Bath and Body Works in my spare time.
No, no. What the hell are you going to do with all the candles? Anyway. So
yeah, how long can you fucking kumbaya, you know?
I don't know. Are we ready for our last Florida Man?
Yeah, let's go. This is a pretty good one.
This is a good one. Okay, so the headline read, Florida Man steals entire stack of lottery tickets, returns in new clothes to steal safe. There's a video of this. This is June 15th. All right, so let me read the little paragraph here. A thief tried a quick costume change after stealing as many lottery tickets as he could from a Fort Myers convenience store in June. The man was caught on camera taking as many tickets as he could from a machine, then returning in different clothes to attempt to snag the cash register and safe, which turned out to be empty.
Florida man.
That's total Florida Man.
Yeah, it's a guy that watched too many Simpsons episodes, you know?
Casey?
Listen, that's about as classic as, say, Led Zeppelin 2 for Florida Man. That's a classic Florida Man.
That is like right out of the textbook. That's like one of like in chapter 2.
Yeah. You know?
Put on a mask. Change shirt, you know?
If they had a Mount Rushmore of Florida Man,
this guy would be on it.
This guy he's like one of the four horsemen of Florida. Yeah.
It's like textbook Florida Man. Drink 12 pack, check off the list. Put on flannel shirt, checklist. Do something stupid, checklist. Yeah. Come back with the mask on. Check.
Yeah.
Eventually, your luck runs out.
See, like I thought you were going to say he was going to come back to the store to validate his winning tickets. But no, that's such a good Florida Man story.
That is great.
If folks want to submit a story that we can read on air and decide if it's Florida Man or Shithead, you can send your submissions to our email at theshow@warmbeerinthecheapseats.
If they're on the Twitter machine,
you can just tweet us, do an old DM, as they say, as the kids say, old DM. But we're at Beer Seats on the Twitterverse.
So it's the show at warmbeerinthecheapseats.com. Cheapseats.com.
Correct.
Or at Beer Seats
on Twitter.
So submit those. And they don't have to be from Florida. They can be other states that, you know what? The spirit of Florida Man lives on.
Yes.
Throughout our great nation.
We're a beacon of light for other numbskulls out there.
That's right. They somehow all move here and do Florida Man things.
Well, because you could do it 24/7 because of the weather.
Yeah, weather's good. Weather's good. So, and you know, 24/7, 12 months out of the year, you can do stupid shit.
But I think sometimes the heat makes you a little crazy.
I don't doubt that.
A little day drinking in the heat.
Nothing wrong with a little day drinking as long as you stay hydrated.
That's right.
That's hydration's very, very important. Drink light beer during the day with a bottled water.
Well, it's funny you say that. Because I was up at my sister's in Tennessee this past week, as we discussed earlier. One of the news, the evening news had a holiday like tip list on how to get through the holidays without gaining weight and this, that, and the other. And
don't eat. Avoid family.
One of the tips was between drinks, hydrate.
Drink water.
Yeah, absolutely.
It fills you up.
So, you know, after, you know, a couple shots and a beer, hydrate.
Hydrate, folks.
That way you don't have room to eat food and you just get really, really drunk.
Yes. Yes. Because, or after you're really drunk, you just go straight for the sweets. Go for the cookies.
I thought you were going to say to bed.
Go to what?
To bed, I thought you
to
were
bed, going to bed. No, no, no. You're going to get hungry after drinking. So, anyhow, as I...
I haven't seen Mama Di on here.
No, she hasn't been on in a couple weeks, but I imagine she might be...
yeah, this is a big knife. Yeah.
Blowing up something in that backyard. There's probably a big fire that's engulfing the two houses right now, I'm guessing. Yeah.
So, their fire gets so big, you have to stand across the street to stay comfortable.
That's a big fire.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a rager. In the summertime, I don't get why they do it, but...
Yeah, I've been there a couple times where...
I guess it keeps away the mosquitoes. And any other, like, form of life.
Yeah. The guys are in the International Space Station looking down like, hey, Houston, you're going to have to check this out. You know, they could see that.
You have to wear sunscreen even at night over there.
No, that's a bonfire.
Oh, they... Bill knows how to build a fire.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And so does Rhodey.
Yeah, no doubt. I imagine that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Speaking
they're like doing Florida man prep is what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, they're on that border, so they're close enough. Hey, did any of you guys wake up Christmas morning to see the launch of this crazy multi-billion dollar satellite that launched into space?
No.
I did.
Sweet Melissa did, and I was kind of half awake watching. They spent about three decades working on this, and actually it also involved – it was launched on a European agency, like space agency's rocket, and then Canada was somehow involved. Like maybe they just slapped a maple leaf on something somewhere and be like, hey, we're part of this now. But, you know, it's about 30 years in the making, you know, multi-billion dollar project. And this is going to make the Hubble telescope look like a Polaroid camera to what it's going to be able to do. They predict the one that goes
zit, zit. Remember that one? Zit, zit.
Exactly. This is supposed to look into the history of everything.
Holy shit.
It's going to see the... Hopefully the other side of the universe.
Casey that we've never understands been able to see. Better than anyone I know.
You got to listen a lot of Neil Tyson Degrassi, astrophysicist.
Yeah, it's supposed to be able to look into the past. The lady scientist who was the head of it, she was on like 60 Minutes, and I was telling Casey, even the layman's terms are tough. But it's probably the most high tech modern thing ever to be invented or utilized or
This will change science or you know the understanding of the galaxy, and the Hubble telescope let us formulate and prove dark matter and black holes that they do indeed exist. You know, it wasn't just theory, but now it's like scientific law. So it is going to be kind of cool to see what we do learn about this because they're trying to track the Big Bang, and that's hopefully what it's going to do. But it has to maneuver a million miles away, which is going to take about a month to get into place.
Okay.
Then it's going to start transforming, literally, at like this huge shield, and it's going to move 100 times. There's 100 movements it's got to do.
Interesting.
In space.
Well, it's got the room to do it.
It's got the room. But it needs to block all the heat that could possibly come from the sun, the moon, that's reflected off even the moon or the earth.
Okay.
That way, it could attract the furthest light and heat from somewhere else in the farthest reaches of the galaxy.
Does this fix global warming as well?
No, but there was a scientist and he was like a top agency guy, and I'm going to forget his name right now, but he had floated this idea of shielding the Earth with nanomachines in the highest of the atmosphere that would deflect like the sun and stuff like that to cool off the Earth. And that sounds like a horrific idea that would end in why we live in a nuclear wasteland now. And it'd be like something like that.
Look, the Earth's going to do what it's going to do. You can't stop the sun. The sun really is the controller of all this stuff. You can't stop the sun.
Well, you can't stop the Earth. If the Earth decides to wobble, it's just going to wobble.
Yeah. Weeble wobbles will wobble, but they won't fall down.
Yeah. Well, the Earth does. It don't just rotate perfect. It
wobbles, right? It wobbles. Yeah. It's. Hey, God did a good job, but hey, there's always that margin of error. So this thing's supposed to. So it's going to see into the past, is what it's designed to do.
Yeah, because I mean, if you think about it right now, if I look up at tonight when we go
the
out,
the stars we're seeing that
happened
is,
millions of years ago.
Correct.
We're looking at the past.
So with this telescope looking, it's going to see
even further in the past,
but it's going to see not in our galaxy.
No, outside
of our galaxy.
Yes.
Because our galaxy, you really can't see anything in our galaxy right now. It's other than what's happening current.
Correct.
Unless you were on another planet.
Well, if you were millions and millions of miles, millions, billions away, I suppose.
This is all outrageous.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, you know, so if people wonder, like, well, what the hell is NASA do? This is what NASA really does. This is like their bread and butter. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're agencies that have to hold their hands out and they're reliant on, you know, funding. And, you know, these are sure you could look at it as a passion project, but I think it's important still for mankind. And, you know, they should be budgeted for, you know, so we can grow as a species, you know, have a better understanding of the universe and who we are and how we fit in the whole jigsaw puzzle. You know, meanwhile, we can have a couple chuckles and figure out someone's Florida man or shithead in between. However,
it's important stuff.
I think what NASA did and this project's noble, and I'm excited for the success. I mean, in another year's time, we could learn something that's just going to be absolutely mind-blowing. So,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. They launched it. Actually, this was launched out of in South America, in French New Guinea, mm-hmm. I believe. So I didn't even know there was a pad out there, but
I didn't know that either.
Yep. So,
but I guess that it's strategic to putting it in the proper location to go up into space.
Yeah. Usually they do stuff like that. NASA does have a couple different launch sites over the U.S. So generally most people know the Kennedy Space Center here in Cape Canaveral and, you know, in Florida.
And then you got Texas is Houston,
you know, you have California and they got a place out in Virginia too. They'll do like little mini rockets and who knows what they're launching there.
Moonshine stills.
Yeah. Yeah. They're on moonshiners.
So anyways,
I don't know. I thought that was really fun. It was kind of fun to like half awake, like laying in bed, just like, so this just happened. Like this is something that possibly will change mankind.
I couldn't
and
stop
our
watching.
Future forever.
It happened on Christmas.
It was very early, and there was no reason for me to be awake. But once I was, I couldn't
sleep. Well, Santa Claus came, so that made me get up early.
I opened the door for him.
You did?
The fat man.
The fat man.
Fit, yeah.
That movie was...
I screenshotted it because it just looked surreal.
Looks like a cigar with a lighter on the back. That's cool. So we got some sad news today.
Do we want to? I guess we would talk about that now and then we'll
lead into the rock and roll retrospective or do we want to?
No, we'll do this first.
It's definitely worth a mention for sure.
Yeah. Well, we lost John Madden earlier in the week.
Correct. Did you watch that John Madden
No,
special?
I haven't watched the documentary yet.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I imagine that would be really good. I mean, he was a interesting character.
It's funny. It came on like a week before he passed. So
Steve Young was telling the story of like the first time he met John Madden. John Madden just walked up to him. He's like, hey, will you brush your hair with a pork chop? And Steve Young's like, no. And then like,
And, you know, John Madden's like, ah, just kidding, and like patting him on the back. And he's like, hey, good luck tomorrow in the game. And, you know, this is Steve Young's with the 49ers, and it's going to be primetime game. And sure enough, Madden calling the game starts telling the story. He's like, hey, you know, I ran into Steve Young before the game. And, you know, the darndest thing, he brushes his hair with a pork chop. He actually shared that story, like, as if it was, like, you know, the truth. But that was just John Madden.
That's John Madden.
Being John Madden. Yeah.
Yeah, but he single-handedly made, like, Turducken almost a household name.
He made like a lot of things.
There was a guy in Louisiana.
Yes.
Who did the Turducken. And after John Madden talked about it on the show, because that's what they had one Thanksgiving, the guy's been gangbusting busy ever since.
Listen, John Madden, though, sometimes he loved the Turducken so much. I mean, he'd be talking about it in September. He's like, oh, you know, we got November on the corner. Oh, man, the Turducken. He's like, well, how do they do that? You know, he's like, like, I mean, calling a game. Like, only John Madden can get away with calling a game in broadcast and then musing about how you fuse a
turkey, chicken, and duck.
Like, more than a month away from Thanksgiving.
But he was Madden, so he could do that.
He could do that.
And then the other loss this week.
Betty White.
Yeah, 99 years old.
Yeah.
I just read she died peacefully in her sleep. Whether they're telling us that because it makes me feel better or not, it makes me feel better.
Or one of her great-grandkids was smothering her with a pillow for her inheritance.
Jesus.
Turned dark. That's rough.
But that could happen.
Absolutely.
Just saying, you know, the news sometimes, they tend to, like, tell you what's nothing to see here, you know, over here.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen and Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Building blown up. You know what? She was on TV, such a fixture, going from the golden age of TV to
from current. The beginning.
You feel like she was like comfort food, you know, just someone that you can relate to.
And she stayed relevant for her entire career.
Oh, well, she always worked. She always worked. And, you know, positive attitude. And I mean, she had some great roles, too, for TV. You know, Mary Tyler Moore and Golden Girls.
Yep.
She always seemed happy.
Yeah. So it's a little piece of Americana that's gone.
Yep.
But you're not forgetting there, Betty.
That's right. Or John Madden. Madden, rest in peace.
Yeah, two Betty pieces White. Of Americana.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Godspeed, you two.
Mm, indeed.
So that leads us up to get the music ready.
Oh, we got to cue it up. Stand by, everyone, as I have my... No. Big Ed's
Rock and Roll Retrospective.
Hey, thanks, guys. Again, always a pleasure to do this. I tell you, this album, the Beastie Boys, Ill Communication, for me, this was a huge step for me to get out of my comfort zone of listening to rock and roll and metal. I remember listening to this, driving up to Maine to take a family member to a hospice. And Mama D and I listened to this the whole trip. So this is the Beastie Boys, Ill Communication, 1994. It's the fourth studio album by American hip-hop group Beastie Boys. It was released on May 31st, 1994. Ill Communication became the band's second number one album on the U.S. Billboard 200 charts and their second triple platinum album. The album was supported by the single Sabotage, which was accompanied by a music video directed by Spike Jonze that parodied 70s cop shows. There are 20 songs on here. It's 59 minutes long. It's got hip hop, rock, fuse, punk. You know, it's got a little bit of everything, and sometimes it's all at one time. It's 59 minutes long. Billboard charts, the 200 peaked at number one and got to number two on the R&B hip hop albums, which is pretty amazing. Four singles. We had Sabotage, Get It Together, Sure Shot, and Root Down. Sabotage obviously was the one that got the most airplay. And Sure Shot was the title track, one of my favorites. And actually, Root Down was the best.
my opinion. The Beastie Boys are Adam Ad-Rock Horowitz, Michael D. Diamond. Let me start. I'm sorry. Beastie Boys produced this album along with John Klemmer. I'm sorry. John Klemmer was the sampler. The Mario Caldado was the producer. This guy is up for Brazilian fame, had three Latin Grammys, and was big in South America. So you had Adam Ad-Rock Horowitz on vocals and guitar, Mike D. Diamond, vocal and drums, and Adam MCA Yaw, vocals, electric bass, and string bass. Then John Klemmer, instead of telling you everything that was sampled, this guy was the guy they got their samples from, was John Klemmer. And then there's a bunch of guest appearances by Eugene Gore, Eric Bobo Correa, Ivory Smith, keyboard Money Mark, Q-Tip, Biz Markie, just there, because there's a lot of like flute playing and just a bunch of different sounds. So the Beastie's fourth album lives up to its title. Layers of distortion, echo often rendered the vocals unintelligible, reduced them yet to another rhythmic element. Ill Communication continues the formula established on Check. Homegrown jams powered by live instruments, speedy hardcore rants, the insane rhythm styles buried under the warm hiss of vintage analog studio equipment. These guys had the distrust of digital. They were an old school distrust of the digital age, as Mike D states on Sure Shot. I listen to Wax. I'm not using the CD. Also conveys the Beastie's more serious side as they pay homage to hip-hop's New York roots, constantly hyping that motherfucking old-school flavor, romanticizing New York as a mythic rap mecca. Even more surprising is MCA's growing role in the Beastie's social conscience. On Sure Shot, he states that disrespect to women has got to be reduced. I would hesitate to call this record, and most Beastie Boys records, strictly East Coast hip-hop. They fuse that sound with punk and rock, jazz, funk, effortlessly. That is quite mesmerizing, and with the standout track, which I don't need to talk about in some more great deeper cuts, Ill Communication deserves to be talked about when talking about 90s East Coast hip-hop. At the end of the day, if you're one of those, I listen to rock or jazz or country, etc., this is a must-own. The songs vary as they're good. The opening track is the hook that'll get you on Sure Shot and features the sample jazz flutist of Jeremy Stiggs' Howling for Judy, thereby providing the main instrumental part of the song and transitions right into Tough Guy, flows into Bobo on the corner. The old piece of vinyl comes to this tantalizing bass riff driven Kick It Root Down, where you're expected to catch the cool rabbit. So many pop culture references sprinkled throughout this hip hop masterpiece, backs up into Sabotage, which was a strong single. Go look up Beasties on Letterman on YouTube. You'll see him. It really showcases these three Jews from Brooklyn. There are 20 songs and a 60-minute listen, and worth every minute, whether it's a Gregorian chant and the monks singing to fuse jazz or hip-hop, and sometimes it is a melting pot of all of these styles sprinkled with a teaspoon of punk throughout the whole album and garnished with a small bit of brilliance. And if you're one who is challenged to listen outside of your music comfort zone, this is a good one to open your mind to. This is the epitome of what dreaming, perseverance, and hard work will get you. The Duke Boy of Nesquog said, if I knew it was this kind of party, I would stick my dick in the mashed potatoes. I can't argue with that. So if you're looking to kick it root down. I'm Big Ed, and enjoy.
Very good. Very nice.
Thank you.
I love that album. And I would say with my generation, you know, Beastie Boys was a very interesting band because they crossed over. They're all over the radio dial. You can, like, in, all right, for example, in Tampa, and I'm going to forget their call sign, but 98 Rock, hard rock station, you can hear Beastie Boys on there, no different than WJR 101.1 in Orlando. They would play Beastie Boys. You know, it's very rare that you got that crossover hip hop into the rock
station. Very, very rare.
And they certainly did. Yeah, I don't know. That album was, I think, seminal for someone in my generation. You know, when Adam Yauch died, I think that kind of like hit everyone kind of hard. And now you talk about that another day, but I don't know. Ill Communication, such a
Look, their rock and roll induction was probably one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Well, you have the Roots doing the tribute show, which is such a underrated band that can just.
They could do it all. They could play rock. Yeah. They could play hip hop. They do it all.
Certainly can. That's a really good review there, Big Ed. I really enjoyed it. And I recommend this album to everyone. I've bought this album twice. I lost one of the copies, so I had to buy it again. And I would say also you got to have Paul's Boutique, which was the album before.
No, I think the one before was
it's two. It was two albums before. Yeah.
This was their fourth album. I didn't realize.
Yeah, there was License to Ill, Paul's Boutique, Check Your Head, and then Ill Communication. And when I was in high school, Check Your Head, there was a song, What You Want, was like kind of like our team song in cross country.
All right.
Oh, Hello Nasty was the next one, and that came out 4 years later.
Yeah, there was a long time, but they toured for Ill Communication a very long time. And then when they did Hello Nasty, they actually did a summer tour with Rage Against the Machine. And they did come to Florida. They were going to play West Palm, but I couldn't get out there. But that I was like, that must have been the most insane show. Rage Against the Machine and Beastie Boys together. But again, that's what the Beastie Boys could do. They could bring a hard rock audience to a hip hop show and, you know, everyone just comes together.
Probably better.
I don't know. It's like an it factor or something, but they just had a way about attracting. They were a band that could just pull people together.
I think they did their thing, and because they were the pioneering white guys in rap, I think that also gave them some credibility across the board in every genre.
Right. Well, you know, and they were coming from they're from New York and, you know, we're really
Brooklyn.
Kind of the birth. The birth of like hip hop, I mean, kind of helps out, you know, gives them a lot of street cred. Now, did you mention who produced that album? Was that Rick Rubin on that one too?
No, it was Mario Caldado, and it wasn't the first album he did with them, but he was he's a big Latin guy. Like big South American, the Brazilian stuff, and he's won three. I looked at a quick bio. I didn't want to go down the rabbit hole, but it's like, okay, this guy's got credit. Whatever.
Yeah, I want to say they had worked. I don't know. Maybe I imagine Rick Rubin had his hands into a lot of early New York hip hop, or when it was starting to get commercially successful.
What was the movie that was based on? I think we discussed it.
A movie?
There's a movie about like Rick Rubin. The Fat Boys were in it. There's a lot of real acts that were in it. I forget what the movie's called. It was done in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, I don't remember. Are you sure we discussed
it? Says Casey, never.
Yeah.
Maybe we discussed it. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I have to look that up. Well, that'll be next show. But yeah. The Fat Boys are in it. And it's pretty awesome.
Oh, I'd actually like to watch that then.
Casey, weren't you going to give us a TV homework assignment too?
Oh, yeah. So I know, look, and there's a couple things going on, and I got to catch up on a show. Then I'm going to start watching, you know, Yellowstone.
Oh.
And, yeah. You know, 1883. There is something for you Netflix people. Cobra Kai is going to be back. Next season comes out
tomorrow.
So that might take up a good portion of our day in between a, you know, Notre Dame game. And so we went and watched a movie this week. And it was streaming on Amazon Prime. I think it's only on Amazon. I don't think it was in the theaters. But it's called Being the Ricardos. It's a movie written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. Starring Javier Bardem.
Yeah, we're a big fan of his too. His writing. His writing style is second to none.
Yeah, you know, he makes interesting characters and dialogue for sure.
Yes.
So,
Yeah, you better know your lines if you're going to work for that guy.
Yeah, you're going to be – yeah, take a deep breath. You're talking a lot.
Study.
But he makes good characters. You know, I've always appreciated about Aaron's writing, he's always made great women characters. You know, that they're very three-dimensional. There's a lot to them. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like Dana Whitaker.
Yeah. I mean, she was such a cool
character. The Sports Night women and the other – the little – brunette girl, what was her name? Natalie.
Natalie. Yeah,
she was actually my favorite. Character.
Yeah. I don't know. So I recommend this movie. I'd like for you guys to watch it. We can talk about it. Because I have a lot to say about it. So
I'm gonna watch it. I could actually watch it tonight. I'm probably not going to watch any more college football.
And, you know, then we could come up with a scale, like how many warm beers or something like that.
Oh, good idea.
You know.
Whole lot.
So we could say Ricky, shithead or Florida man.
He's neither.
Yeah,
a very conflicted guy, that Ricky, but wait.
To make it
his name's Desi. You got me thinking the character name.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Ricky Bobby, okay, everybody?
Yeah.
We're not talking about Ricky Bobby.
No, we are not talking Ricky Bobby at all.
And yes, Billy still likes chocolate milk.
Yes.
Billy will always like chocolate milk, so.
I know there are people probably wondering, where is the Subway Slam? He is somewhere skiing.
Oh, the Slam skiing, huh?
He's skiing.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall to see that.
I wonder if he's actually skiing or he's just thinking about skiing.
I think there's a lot of thinking going on there.
So, meaning that the Slam is not on the slopes. He's thinking about being on the slopes. Or is he in the skis and just not executing? Just kind of
maybe just hanging by the fire and just drinking cocoa.
He's at the bar.
Maybe.
He better not be at a bar.
He's got a campaign to run.
Yeah. Into the ground.
Yeah. Even further than
slammed.
We say this, Subway, with peace and love. Peace and love.
Subway Slam. So hopefully he can give us full report. We need to prep him full report on the skiing trip.
Oh yeah, no, an absolute grilling
with videos
is going to be required of the Slam.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Actually, you know, he did text me in a week because in the wrestling universe there was a shocking release of a female wrestler that just wrestled for the championship, a Toni Storm, who got beat by Charlotte Flair. And then the night of a dark match that she had in, I think, in Madison Square Garden, they announced that she was released by WWE. And then everyone's like getting on WWE. But everything I'm reading, it sounded like she asked for her release from the company. So there's obviously more to that story. I'll definitely have Subway to talk about that. And tomorrow, actually, I think they have their big pay-per-view start day one. For any of those wrestling nerds out there. Got my new Matt Riddle.
Yeah, I see that. Was that a Christmas present?
Yeah, the Stallion Battalion.
Super.
So I got to, I got to rep my brand. So well, I couldn't find a good ultra masculine gentleman shirt. You know, for
they probably sold out quick with it being Christmas.
Yeah, that's what happened. They sold out.
Yeah. That's a ticket.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, you know, ultra masculine gentleman. Who doesn't want an ultra masculine gentleman shirt?
But one day they will be available a little bit more readily.
Yes, for folks. Yes.
That aren't written on a white cotton t-shirt and black Sharpie.
Yeah. Those will become extra valuable because they will be originals.
Yes.
So anyhow,
I still got to contact Baby Die about this picture. The Poco.
The Poco.
As us.
Us as Poco.
With Petey or Repeaty, you know.
We got pictures of both.
Yeah.
We could. I think I still got pictures of Petey, if not Repeaty. I don't think many people will know the difference.
I'm surprised she didn't reach out. I'm certain she listened to the last show. So I don't know, you know. No. Anyways. I'm sure she's busy.
Trying to get houses not
burnt down or, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of important.
They're doing a lot of Florida man prep over there.
Yeah.
Florida man goes to Georgia.
Yes.
So?
That could be a movie.
Could be. Mm-hmm. If Burt Reynolds was still alive, he could star in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot he wasn't still alive.
Jerry Reed would have to be in it.
Of course.
Damn it, I hate when I forget people died and then I hear about it.
Florida man goes to Georgia. That could be. Maybe we need to start working on the script. Good thing you jotted that down.
Yeah, I like this premise.
Yeah.
He drives up 95 from, like, say, Vero Beach.
I mean, if you think about it, Smokey and the Bandit is just like a Florida man movie. He's like, I'm driving to Texas to bring a case of Coors, you know, over here.
Many, many cases.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you know the idea. Yeah. I mean, that's a very Florida
man
thing.
That's a Florida man situation.
Yeah. I mean, that's the most Florida man movie ever.
Yeah, to take the beer, leave a note, you know, like.
Yeah, you left the note. Thanks for the beer.
Yeah.
Leave a note. He contacted Big E, right?
Burdette.
Yeah.
Burdette.
And he goes, oh, what the hell? He throws the pen.
The hell with it. He throws the pen and the pencil. I gotta get out of here. Great movie.
I think we're on to something here.
I think so. We'll work on it this evening.
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting Florida man.
It practically writes itself.
It sure does. Jeez. Well.
Well, we could just take Florida man news stories and kind of work them into the plot. As he's driving to Georgia, he's like, oh, I'm going to swing this gator. I'll show Wally Gator a thing or two.
Hey, I need to get some candles.
And Wally Wally Gator's like, I just want some woodpecker pie.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I keep talking dead air guy. I can't do that.
No. It's a thoughtful pause.
It's a thoughtful pause.
Thoughtful pause, listeners.
Yeah, thoughtful pause. Well, this is it. We're a few hours away. The end of a year.
Yeah, start of a new one.
Yeah,
to new beginnings.
To new, yeah, or just the same old shit, different year.
Well, that's a way to run 2022 right into the ground.
Well, you know, I don't mean it. Same old shit's not necessarily bad.
To continued fantasticness.
Yeah, continued fantasticness.
That's a fucking pick six right off the bat.
Right off the bat. So, anyhow.
From the bat. Yeah. Anyhow.
It's like Jameis Winston's fucking captain the ship. He's a guy that throws a lot of interceptions
for those non-football fans. Yeah. Old Jameis.
Yeah. Hope your knee's feeling better there, bud.
We don't miss him.
No, we got Tommy. Playoffs right around the corner, so.
Yep, sneaking up on us.
They got a couple away games. They got the Jets and then the Panthers. NFL playoffs starting to shape up, so it's going to be some. It's going to be interesting. Defending champs have the work cut out for them.
Yes, they do.
And not going to talk about the Lightning, seeing that they took a big ass beating the other night to the Florida Panthers. But you're due. A night where you lose 9-3 every couple years.
Really humble.
That really humbled them. It was a tough game. Yikes.
F9. There's a Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah. Isn't that the one that just came out?
Wait, you just realized that. Yes.
I just didn't get it.
I didn't get it after the first movie, so.
Yeah, so, you know what? I'm watching Nashville's Big Bash, and they had a commercial about whatever's streaming, and I'm like, F9? It's Vin Diesel. I'm like, okay. So
they're definitely making a 10th one. Here's the thing with Fast and the Furious. They make like $1 billion every time they make one of them dumb movies, and I haven't watched any after the third one. The second one was brutal. The third one was not good at all. However, it's to me, there's like a certain nostalgia because it is in Japan.
That was the Tokyo Drift one, right?
Yeah.
I watched that one. I watched the first one and the Tokyo Drift one.
And that one is a ridiculous movie. Like, we could talk – I could talk in an hour and a half about that movie. It is absolutely ridiculous premise.
That movie sucked me in, though.
I will laugh so hard watching that movie because it doesn't make sense. Listen, you're feuding – with the Yakuza, they're not going to just let you off on a little car race and be like, you know what? We're all good. We'll just run our pachinko parlor and just ignore everything that's been going on. No, that's not how it's going to happen.
No, you're going to die.
You're going to end up in the Tokyo Bay being fed to larger fish. But whatever. I digress. There is 9. Technically 10 because they did an offshoot with Jason Statham and
The Rock. Oh, The Rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one was called One Shitty Car. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Hobbs and Nobbs.
Now, the best thing that's come out of Fast and Furious is that Vin Diesel and The Rock do not like each other whatsoever.
Huh. They should do a movie about that.
They should feud at WrestleMania.
It's a good idea.
Unless it's a work. Those sons of bitches.
Wow.
Maybe it's been a work the whole time.
The whole time. Meanwhile, they're hanging out, drinking beer.
I'm sitting there like a fucking mark. They're like, watch this. Sucked into it.
Yep. Watch this. Let's say this. Let's do that. They'll buy it.
Casey looks so disturbed right now.
Oh, man. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm going to have to think about this. This kind of upended my whole evening.
Hell of a way to end a new year or end an old year going to a new year.
Well, sometimes some deep thought is gives you clear perspective on
deep thoughts by Jack Handy.
Look, there's a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous. And, you know, the key is I'm keeping my mind limber with the warm beer to really kind of analyze the situation and get a better foothold on what the hell.
Analyze.
Sweet Melissa.
I am sweet Melissa.
Listen, that talks.
Sorry, continue. It's
just, you're just out of control.
It happens.
Our show's out of control.
Our show is out of control.
Sorry to interrupt. Is your show out of time too?
Yeah, it's probably about that time. So I want to
I'm getting kind of hungry.
A happy new year.
Happy new year, everyone. Thanks for listening.
This is WBCS.
WBCS.
Warm Beer and Cheap Seats Radio. This is where we